G'day everyone, Ian here. I've been meaning to drop in and do an audio boo for 3 weeks now. Had a few things happening, but for some reason I've felt a little bit of an aversion to actually sitting down and recording something. I think I've been a bit rattled by the environment I've been in, and from time to time I feel inspired and I want to say something, and then I couldn't be bothered. I've been away for 3 weeks now. I'm in Sydney as I speak to you at the airport, about to jump on a plane and fly back home to Brisbane. I came down 3 weeks ago to work on a project. It's an art piece. It's a very, very cool art piece, as a matter of fact. It's 170 square metres of sandstone that has been engraved using CNC type routing equipment, machinery. And it's got all these motifs engraved into it, representing the early settlement of Sydney. And I've been doing some painting onto certain aspects of it under the direction of the artist who came up with the whole concept. Like I said, it tells the story of the early settlement of Sydney and the Aboriginal heritage and how that underlaid with the European settlement. A little bit of a few statements about the Aboriginal population being taken over. But it's a really decent piece, and some aspects of it are things that Judy has recovered from archaeological digs in the area and archival researchers at the universities and libraries around the area. It's a cool piece. It's been good to work on it. And prior to coming down here, we actually did a couple of weeks of testing paint and methodologies for painting the sandstone. So that's why I got roped into coming down here and doing this. So I've been here for 3 weeks, and I've been basically working at the quarry where they've been processing the stone. The stone in itself is actually really quite interesting. A lot of Sydney's heritage buildings are built out of Sydney sandstone, the very sandstone that Sydney sits atop. The greater Sydney region is just one massive shelf of sandstone. And it's actually really decent sandstone. It's quite a good building material. So they used to basically quarry the sandstone from where they were and build all the buildings. Which means that any restoration work that has to be done these days requires sandstone that is very much similar or the same as Sydney sandstone. And Sydney sandstone comes from Sydney, so you can't exactly whack a quarry in the middle of Sydney, can you? So there's these heritage regulations that say if you're building a new building, when it is cleared, it has to be surveyed to see if the stone that is underneath it is any good. And if it is, it has to be recovered. It has to be recovered by law. And that's what happened in this situation. 200 George Street in the middle of Sydney. They cleared it. They investigated it. It was really premium stone. So Gosford Quarries got in there and cut out all the worthwhile sandstone. Now that's being held basically for restoration purposes in the future, and it's not to be used on any new commercial buildings, and they do that all over Sydney. But they have allowed a little bit of it to be released to clad this new building that is going into 200 George Street, and some of that stone is being used for this art piece, which is cladding some of the outside wall and a lot of the interior, and that's what I've been working on. For the cover art for this image, for this audio boo, I'm going to include the most sensible image I can find to help explain what I'm talking about. It's now 3 weeks I've been down here. We've had a few problems, which has blown it out from 2 weeks to three. I thought that I'd be here for 2 weeks. It was very unlikely I would have gotten the job done in 1 week, and I'm not at all surprised that I'm here for three. What I've done though is I've basically completed a half to two-thirds of the job, and in a couple of weeks' time I have to come back and probably spend another 2 weeks here to do the rest of it. We've done the east wall, which is outside, and we've done the north wall, which is inside. We've still got to do the west and the south walls. It's been an okay job. For being away, it's been okay. I've been living in a motel for the last 3 weeks. And West Gosford is a bit of a backwater. It's socioeconomically a little bit low on the whole social ladder. And particularly food. I got a little bit tired of eating out of bistros and pubs. So I went out and I bought myself a little Korean gas burner and a pot, and I started preparing my own meals and taking my lunches to the quarry. It just makes sense to take my own lunch. There's no food places anywhere near. And frankly, I do a pretty mean salad anyway, so why not, eh? And I've been preparing my own breakfast. Initially, I had some eggs, and I thought, how am I going to cook these eggs up? And then I realised the jug's hot, isn't it? So I've been boiling eggs in the jug and cooking toast. So that's been my breakfast. It's been working quite well, actually. One day, I didn't have anything to eat my salad with, so I actually split up some stirring sticks that I had for the paint and made some impromptu chopsticks out of these split stirring sticks. So I've had to make do a bit, how you be. But, you know, just being away from home, being out of my normal environment, yeah, it's a bit tiring, isn't it? I think a lot of people have done it. I'm looking forward to getting home and being with my crew and everything, and sleeping in my own bed. I didn't go home any of the weekends. I made a point of catching up with a few people on the weekends and family, and that's fine. That's fine. But yeah, I'm going home now, and I suppose, you know, I just want to give you guys out there a quick snapshot of what I've been up to. There's all these little incidences that have happened over the last 3 weeks, which I was inclined to do an audio boo about, but like I said, I just, yeah, felt a bit lethargic about it. If you follow me on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, you may have seen some images that I've been putting up in regards to this project and putting them through. I've even been doing some Instagram videos. So there's a bit of content that's been going out through the feeds. So if you've been wondering what the project's all about, that's what it's about. Maybe I'll feel more motivated to do more audio boos when I come down in a couple of weeks and babble on about what I'm up to. So that's about it. About to get on a big silver bird and fly home, and I'm really looking forward to it. So yeah, it's bringing you up to speed. That's how it is in my world. Hope you're all well. And I've been listening to a few audio boos, not many, because I've been working with other people, so I've been playing music, not even listening to too many podcasts. But I've only heard a couple of audio boos in the last few weeks. Hope you're all well. Talk to you later, hey. Bye-bye for now.